Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
At Fresh Time Market, we have a healthy obsession with produce. Not only are we committed to offering the freshest selection of organic, seasonal favorites, and Midwest-grown fruits and veggies, but our team members have tips, tricks, and other info up their sleeves. Like, did you know cherries have melatonin? Or that you shouldn't wash blueberries until right before you eat them? Or that when cranberries are ripe, they bounce like a ball? Crazy, we know. For all your fresh produce and unrivaled expertise, stop by your neighborhood Fresh Time today.
Hey y'all, welcome to 90 Day Fiancé Ain't No Way, where we discuss all things 90 Day from a melanated perspective. We're your hosts, Jamie
and Camilla.
Now let's get into it.
Welcome back to the Ain't No Way podcast. It's still Black History Month, thankfully.
It is.
And we are still Black, thankfully.
I think so.
So, I last time I checked, I still am. It was just Valentine's Day. We had a good weekend over at the Ain't No Way podcast. Things are happening. Things are vibing. And you should be paying attention to our social media.
Yes, you should. Mm-hmm.
At Ain't No Way Pod, I'm plugging in now. I'll do it again later, but Ain't No Way Pod, check us out.
Most platforms.
Yeah, how you doing?
I am doing well. Can't complain. Happy Barack Obama Day.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You know what? Hell yeah! Happy Barack Obama Day. Yeah, that's actually how I will refer to this day going forward. Yeah. So
that's it. That's all. Thanks.
Yeah, no, thank you.
How are you?
Oh, man, I'm here. I'm good. Okay. I'm taking it day by day, and I'm here. This new season, though, I know we say this a lot, but I think I am genuinely entertained.
Yes, there's a lot of...
There's a lot of layers.
There's a lot of layers. There's some repeat couples that we've seen before.
Yeah.
On other shows,
I didn't recognize Jessica really for the bangs. I was like, oh, who's this lady with all these kids?
Yeah, it took me a while to recognize her. I think I recognized the kids before.
I'm screaming.
I recognize her. Yeah, the bangs date her a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
So, repeat, we see Shekinah and Sarper again, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. I feel like they're a fillered up version of...
Not fillered up.
Yes, fillered up version of...
Okay, because they both love...
Tiger Lily and Adna. It's like, they... Like, all the couples we don't like are some version of the same.
Yeah. Different. Same type, different font.
Absolutely.
Them being the Nip and Tuck version is so funny. I didn't watch their season of The Other Way. But, like, I know who they are.
Yeah, so. I watch most of it, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. it's too much for me. I dislike them a lot.
Okay.
And then we've also, Jessica and Juan, we've seen them, I guess, before the 90 days? Was that the last season? What? No, not before the 90.
I think they were on another season of The Other Way. You remember when Max had a whole bunch of spinoffs of like the 90 Day
it
multiverse?
It may have been a Love in Paradise one.
Yeah.
It was a different one.
Yeah, they're from one of the panty seasons.
Yes. And also Sean and Alea.
Okay.
I think they were on The Other Way.
Okay.
But Alea's trans, and Sean liked her more before she transitioned. So that was their struggle on the last show. It was like, I like the male version. I'm not sure about the female version. It's a little bit over the top. So interesting to see what issues they're going to have on this show.
Okay, so we got some repeats, some that I clearly don't know anything about. This is good. This season's going to be very, very interesting. I'm so sorry, hold on. I'm looking for her name. No, what the heck is it? Mark. Mark and Mina, baby. Mina's playing the long game on Mark, okay?
Absolutely. We have a lot, some interesting diversity this episode. Yeah. I mean, this season, mm-hmm. as far as, like, culture, mm-hmm, age, mm-hmm. religion. Clearly,
not a lot of old women this season. That's interesting.
Yeah, no old women.
Very interesting. That kind of changes things a little bit. Definitely. It changes the dynamics of the show a little bit.
A little bit. But we may be starting a war potentially this season, you know, between us and Iran.
Baby, yeah. When he said jihad, I was like, where y'all fight him?
No.
We have a running joke on, like, where were certain people on January 6th. I don't think he was there, but I know he wanted to be.
Yeah, he couldn't go because of his disability.
Yeah, that is genuinely the only thing that held him back, okay? He's trying to fight for the country. I don't think... We clearly don't understand.
Yes. My God. Jihad. That took me out. But I did look it up. And it actually is it an Arabic word, I think?
Yeah.
So it means something else, but
no, it means something. I don't think it's something you wear, right?
No. It's like a war declared on non-believers or something.
Okay,
like that.
Yeah, no, yeah. It felt like I was like, this is from like Zero Dark Thirty or Black Hawk Down or something. I'm like, what are you talking about right now?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Cool.
He said it don't matter. It don't matter because it's irrelevant. But he gonna be controlling you. That's what I do. And they hate us over here. That's what I do know.
Mm. I guess we can only talk about the couple that we saw. So we saw the throuple. We saw Shekinah.
Mm-hmm.
We saw Mark and Mina.
Mm-hmm.
Stevie and Maddie, and then Jessica and Juan.
Yeah.
Let's get the familiars out the way. Jessica and Juan, I feel like, were a lot less interesting than Shekinah and Cyber. I think at least the filler look is funny to look at. So it's fine.
I agree. Also, let me see. The baby 5 months. Nah, that's 14 months.
Of this whole...
But I feel like it's been at least two years or more since we've seen them last. So I need to know when this was filmed.
Yeah.
It had to be
early
2023.
Yeah, for their storyline at least. That footage is some years old. That baby probably walking and talking now.
Like, no, seriously.
Walking and talking in English and Spanish. Like, I don't... He's just a person in the world now. So, from what I remember, or even in the recap, Jessica met Juan on vacation.
Never a good idea.
She was married to her son, her older son's dad, and they set up the plan to go on this vacation with another couple a year prior to actually going on the trip. Within that year, she gets divorced from her husband, so she's going on the trip single. They're all on the trip single, young and turn, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she sees the bartender, and she's like, I like him. He's gonna be my boyfriend. He just doesn't know yet. And they just end up hitting it off. I don't know. And they just keep following each other and traveling and somehow coming together. He's from Cali, Colombia. Shout out to Denise.
This was from Jay this month.
Yeah, no.
That is a whole three-year old.
Yeah, he's actually about to graduate college. So they need to hurry up with the footage. This is getting crazy. But yeah, they met on vacation.
Not shout out to Denise. It just clicked. Yeah, shout out to my girl.
Okay. But yeah, they met on vacation. Really, really liked him. It was like, oh, like, is this something? Could it be? Or what are we doing? And then she's like, no. I want to be with him. But we didn't hook up on the first trip. That was her big thing. Like, I'm not crazy. I'm just a little cuckoo.
Not the first one. The second one, yeah.
Yeah. Second one for sure. But the first one, no. Absolutely not. Eventually, on one of these vacations or trips or stops, she gets pregnant. Around, I think it's right after he proposes or like pretty soon before. And she has the baby and it's like a whole thing. But their biggest issue is like he's young party boy. Like clearly he's a bartender on boats. Like he likes to be a part of fun and having a good time. Even when they were on the phone during filming right now when he's supposed to be getting ready to come to America the day before his trip.
He's having a couple drinks.
Okay, I'm cracking a couple beers.
Yes.
I'm going to have a time. I'll get to them bags eventually.
It's going to be a while before I get this again, so I need to take
part. I need to enjoy a semblance of singlehood, please. Yeah, so that was a big thing. And then her friends were like very opinionated, and she described them as like being spicy. She's like some sort of mental health counselor. And those were the friends, like her work friends, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And she was, the friends were like, yeah, like I'm going to check him. Okay. Because all that party and nonsense, that ain't going on. Okay. This ain't that. None of that. And she was concerned about the partying. She wished he could come because he's coming in winter in Wyoming. So like you may as well send him to Antarctica, like Alaska. I don't know with the Huskies.
Same thing to me because where even is Wyoming?
Yeah, no shade. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, they're just excited about him coming there. He's like nervous but excited about being a dad, but like still kind of like I want to be a party boy and turn up and stuff, whatever. He's only been with all the kids, I think, 24 days total.
Yeah,
over the span of the relationship,
and it's always been on like vacation because shortly after the baby was born, they all went down there for him to meet the baby.
Yeah.
But it's like, and she said it like whenever he's interacted with the kids, it's always like fun. Let's eat pizza. Let's stay up all night and play games. He's never like been with them in like a serious fatherly capacity. So I feel like that's going to be interesting. And I feel like those little boys are a little bit rambunctious. Is that the word?
Baby, that little one is going to say, who are you talking to?
Absolutely. You are not my dad.
and no shade, I know who my dad is. That little one doesn't, but I know who mine is. And I'm about to call him if you don't stop playing games with me. Oh my gosh, yeah, no, that was funny. Yeah, we just see them pick him up from the airport. Girl, you done got yourself into some mess. Because he just gives the big brother vibe, not dad, not young dad.
And I feel like this transition for him is gonna be too much outside of like taking care of the kids.
Yeah.
The weather, y'all live on a farm and y'all be out there shoveling poop.
Yeah.
It's cold. Just all kinds of stuff. And yeah, he just used to being on the water. It's kind of like Jasmine being in Michigan. Outside of all the problems with Gino, Michigan.
Right. No. Like that. That's the hurdle.
Yes.
Getting over that.
Yes. So, yeah, it's going to be an interesting transition for him.
Yeah.
And her, for that matter, because now you got a fourth son.
Okay. Because it's not giving steady. Step daddy. It's not giving that.
I feel like he's going to leave.
He's going to bust
as soon as it's going to get tough, that's going to be his first line of defense.
Mm-hmm.
Goodbye.
We can get Shekinah and Sarper out the way.
Yeah, there really wasn't much here.
Mm-hmm.
She's a little bit of backstory on them. I feel like they met when she was visiting Turkey.
Yeah, she said she was on a dating app.
Yeah, she was on an app. She thought he was hot. He thought she was hot. They had a little hookup. He said he thought it was going to be like a one-night thing, but they kind of fell for each other-ish. She's been going back and forth. Ideally, Sarper would want her to live in Turkey, but she has a daughter who is in boarding school, and I think she gets a week every 5 weeks or something like that, so she goes back and forth a lot. In my opinion, she live in Turkey and then come back over here to visit her daughter. That's really what
it's quite literally.
Yeah.
The daughter's the only reason why she's even coming to the United States.
Yeah. So they've been back and forth a lot. We've seen some of their relationship before. They're very toxic, very vain.
He
seems to be very controlling, like, watch what you eat.
Sit, like, you can't wear that kind of stuff?
Yes, I remember it was one of the tell-alls. He was, like, telling her what she would eat, what she should eat. Like, what are the options? Oh, you need to eat a salad. Like, I'm picking out your outfit kind of thing. Very sassy.
Okay.
But in this episode, I thought, by what they said in the beginning, I thought they would get married or something.
Yeah.
But he's
so damn dramatic. Yeah.
For no reason. He's going to the embassy for his visa appointment. He seems to be a very diligent person. Like me, he got his folders. He got his
spreadsheets together.
Love that.
Don't play with him. Please.
And he has all his evidence together for his interview, and she's kind of just waiting around with him before he goes. And then he goes in. She says that she's, like, really nervous and scared because she doesn't really know where the relationship goes from here. Yeah. If he doesn't get the visa, because she can't live in Turkey, and they don't want to keep this long distance limbo thing going. And then he comes out with a stale face, and that's all we know.
Which, he obviously got it. You know, that's one of their production little tips and tricks.
Yeah. Okay?
Did he? And then we cut to see you next week. Cut it out. He got it. Shut up.
I honestly don't think he wants to come to the United States at all, because I don't think he wants to commit to her. Like, some of the arguments that they've had in the past, like, I vaguely remember, but it's always like, then leave. I'll be over you by tonight. Like, there'll be another girl in my bed by tomorrow.
Oh.
And he's also the one that keeps a log of, I don't know, is it 2,000 or 20,000? It's like this crazy number of women that he's had relations with throughout the years. You don't remember that?
No, I didn't watch that season of The Other Way.
Did we not?
No, we didn't talk about it on the show.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he has like a book of like, I gotta look it up. It's a crazy number, though. I don't want to say 20,000 because that just seemed beyond. But it's a big number of women he's razzle dazzled with.
Is he a entertainer? An adult? That's because then I'd understand. Then I'm like, oh, okay. Well, you're getting your
used
job
to be, but that's not his.
Okay.
I think he was just like a stripper or something. But not, well, you know, they have freelance work.
Them little back rooms, them little upper rooms. Yeah. What was that basketball player, Ja Morant? Yeah, I remember.
Let me see. I gotta get the right number.
Them rooms be doing something different.
Oh, 2,500. I knew it was some.
Yeah, that's 2,500.
Yeah.
That's still a lot. Wow.
Yeah, so they're interesting. Couple, I feel like it's just about aesthetics, because he doesn't seem great and she seems dumb. So
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah. She looks like Sophie, like in the face, but it's also that face.
Yes, that's
look.
That's like you go to the doctor. You know how men go to the barbershop and want to
give me the special.
Give me that one.
I don't know whose special it is, but I want the special.
And clearly, all their doctors got the same poster up.
Right.
Yeah, that's it for them.
Okay, we could talk about. Let's talk about Stevie and Maddie first. So far, Stevie seems cool. She seems, you know, cutesy vibes. She's 37.
Can we just call a spade a spade?
Not
with her.
Her dad. Oh,
yes.
Oh, babes. We wouldn't be allowed on his block. He's not gonna welcome us in with open arms.
Mississippi, God no.
Listen, oh my gosh. Okay, I'm gonna do a very small sidetrack. Very small. Mm-hmm. My uncle, he was a pastor in Mississippi, right? Mm-hmm. He passed away a couple years ago, right? And we had to drive, decided to drive down to his funeral. It was the change in houses and madness that really gagged me. We were like, what part of so-and-so are we in? And then after a certain point, it was like, MAGA, American flag, God bless America, God bless America.
You pray that you don't get a flat tire in those areas.
Yes.
I've been, obviously, been in some similar situation. Took a back road from Tallahassee to Atlanta.
Woo, baby. Baby. Where is the main road? Literally.
Where is the main highway?
Yeah, no freeway. No driveway and byway. No. None of that. Please. Yeah.
No.
So we know how Stevie's dad gives it up. Okay?
Yes.
It's a very familiar look and feel.
No, literally, the whole house. Like you say, you're driving, you see the same type of house down.
Yeah, no, he wasn't gonna let us in. Like, we couldn't ask for sugar if we ran out. You know? Like, it's just not gonna work. But Stevie is 37, she has two kids. And her passion is painting.
She's girl.
Yeah.
I forgot. I forgot about the art. But that also made me remember the English classes.
Oh, yeah. The art is haram. She don't know that yet, but we'll get there.
And it's just not.
Hey, come on.
It's subjective. I know.
You know?
To my subject, I wouldn't buy that.
To my subject?
I wouldn't buy that.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
But it's going nice. It looks nice.
She doing well, one, two.
Yeah.
It ain't.
I mean, I can't blame her. I picked up a little painting hobby over COVID too, but I ain't trying to get nobody to buy that.
You're not trying to turn it into your side gig.
No, man.
Okay, work. Okay. Mm-mm. Got it. Stevie's decided that she will. Okay. So she paints on the side and she is doing like a lot of nude portraits, I guess, right now. And she's really enjoying it. Maddie does not know about that, which is why I said she doesn't know it's haram yet, but she'll find out eventually that she cannot be doing all that. To pay the bills, though, she is an English teacher, but like English, like ESL, like English Second Language, English teacher. So she teaches people around the world English and like how to conjugate your verbs, whatever. I low-key would hate to learn English.
This makes no sense.
Mad hard and annoying.
Have you seen, there's a guy on TikTok that goes through like different words that he's like, oh, the OU makes the ooh sound. Then you put in a different word, it makes a completely different sound. It's so confusing.
It's silly. I'd be annoyed. I'd be annoyed.
Also, how does she do that? Because how many languages do she need to know?
Just one. You just need to know English. That's it.
But how are you teaching people other languages and they don't understand what you're saying?
Okay, like for when they trying to like, oh,
yeah.
When I'm asking my Spanish teacher, ¿cómo se dice window?
Yeah.
How does she do that for other people? Good point. She might be a, what's the word for them? Polyglot? Polyglot?
Something like that. Oh, mm-hmm.
Work. Okay. Yeah. She seems cool. Okay. And she fell in love with one of her students. Okay.
That's a problem for me.
I did.
Immediate termination.
we crossing lines.
Absolutely.
This is not what we're here to do.
Absolutely.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's crazy.
We're really not here to do that at all. Like, you shouldn't be falling in love. You should be happy with my work and, like, impressed with me. It's like, that's it. She said that he stood out because he was a really bad student. And when she was saying that, I was like, I wonder if this is, like, a part of a tactic.
I thought she said he was a good student because he always had like good a lot of questions.
Yes, good student, good questions, bad Wi-Fi. But I was wondering if that part was like, is that like a tactic to, I don't know.
But actually, I need to call you, girl.
Yeah, like, oh, I have to call you separately. I'm so sorry. Oh, I got to call you back later. I got to call you back at midnight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. When the Wi-Fi going to be working. Yeah, so he was a really good student. He stood out, and she was like, you know what? I'm trying to see what this thing is like. And
something else I think she said when she was, something about this is just weird.
Mm-hmm.
When she was talking to her dad, she was like, actually, because he was like, does he speak English? And she was like, yes, very well, actually. So what is he doing in your class?
Very well because of her.
Oh, okay. He's a success story.
Yeah. No, he speaks English good because I taught him.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
Right. It's like, if you say so. They've seen each other in person a couple of times. They've met in Turkey because Iran was politically hot. Yeah. And had them throwing bowls a little bit. Just a little bit. You know? We might have, I'm not going to tell y'all how to run y'all business. Okay. hey, who am I? They met in Turkey. I'm going to put two and two together and imply that they've had some grown-up transactions and...
Haram.
Right. Again. All things that she will learn in time, apparently.
Okay. That'd be the one lesson they'll be trying to teach.
Oh, that's you, the you one. You can't cuss, forget.
You can't draw nudes, you can't eat whatever, but that one...
That one, it's like written in gray.
Yeah, in the rule book. We're not sure Allah actually said it.
Right.
Like, that's how some scholars interpret it. But,
and did we all agree? Like, I just, it's up to interpretation.
That part don't apply to me.
Okay. But everything else, I'm on that. A, bacon. Ew.
Yes.
Gross. Yeah. So... they, you know, they've done their 1-2 and she's in love. And now, at this point in the show that we're seeing them, he's coming to America tomorrow. Okay? Mm-hmm. And that's just what it is. But Stevie is nervous because she is a daddy's girl. Everybody else in her family knows that he's on his way except for her daddy. And because of how he is in terms of being racist and Islamophobic, because that's what it is, absolutely, she's concerned about how the conversation is going to go and like how he's going to react and respond. And babe,
I feel like they conversation... need to be kicked off the show just because of how she tried to skate over it. He's pro-America.
As soon as you said that,
for
I was
Confederate?
Like...
Confederate? Okay.
No, for real. Like, trying to separate from the larger America, like a separate state from, like, that kind of
people believe in lynchings.
Right. Yeah. What is his preferred form of punishment? Like, what's the landscape
for others specifically?
Oh, yeah. For others of other races. Yeah. Oh my god. So she goes to his house, or not to his house, to his mechanic shop because she needs to get her car fixed. And she's like beating around the bush with this conversation, like not really trying to have it at first. But when she gets to it, he's like, what kind of man is named Maddie? And she's like, my name is literally Stevie. Like, what are you talking
about? Please calm down. Before you get into it, she was also, obviously she was concerned because her dad is racist and Islamophobic and all of that. But he also has a disease.
Lung disease.
So yeah. She said she doesn't want to stress him out any because she wants him to be around as long as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So that's also another reason, because she doesn't want to strain their relationship and she might not have much longer with him.
Yeah.
Which I can understand, but he gonna be stressing himself out because he gonna be stressed for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, that's the
be
whole part about...
Be concerned if this man love your daughter if he a good man. Not where he come from and he a terrorist. Please.
That's the whole thing about racism. Like, we're not gonna... There's not a nice way to do it. There's not, like, a safe way. It's all in his head. You just
you
need
can
to
literally
get it
stop
out.
Stressing yourself out like that.
Because no matter what, he's gonna be pissed and like do the whole jihad turmoil kerfuffle.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
Just tell him what you want to tell him, babe. That's fine. Take your time. So she gets there and she's telling him that he was like, what kind of man's name is Maddie? You know that they don't even like us over there. And then she was saying, you remember, Dad, when I told you that I was going to Iran to see a friend and what you told me? And then he was like, yeah, you don't go that far unless you're trying to see somebody. Okay? And she was trying to see that man.
Yeah.
Ended up falling in love with him, all that jazz. Dad was not...
It was when she first said their name is Maddie. And he said, is it a her? Well, you keep saying they. I don't
know. Okay. Because you beating around the bush. What are you saying to me right now? What are you...
I feel like he would have preferred that. Clearly he is all the Olympics. And it's,
absolutely.
But he would have greatly preferred that. He
1,000% would have took a white woman named Maddie. Mm-hmm. Randy, a man named... What? No. No, you're intermixing. I'd rather you be gay. Please. Please. You already have kids. It's fine. Like,
I don't believe in that interracial stuff.
Yeah, but...
Interreligion?
Whoa. Let's put the pause brakes on. Please.
Immediately. Emergency brake. Pull it up.
Oh my God. So he was pissed. Mm-hmm. He was like, okay, just so you know, on the liberties that you got over here, he's going to put an end to them. Okay? Mm-hmm. You won't be able to walk around. You won't be able to laugh and kiki. All this, it's not going down.
Yeah, that jihad, gotta wear it.
Okay.
He gonna control you.
Yeah. Are you okay with it? I doubt it. I'm gonna have to save you. I'm gonna have to rescue you.
No, Dad, it's not like that. You'll see. He said that her asking him to walk her down the aisle was asking a lot. Because she also spilled the beans, like, we have 9 days.
We have to get married in 9 days. Yeah.
I feel like she wasn't really... I don't know. I think she didn't tell him sooner because she didn't want him to somehow talk her out of it. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like this is a maximum stress level. Not only are you telling this your father about this man, he's coming within 24 hours.
Yeah.
That seems like max stress
level. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. You could have waited at least till a week before. That's still late.
Yeah.
But it's at least not the day before. I agree.
That is going to be interesting.
And when he said, I was like, y'all got a real, like, a for real racist. Like, Angela was playing.
Yeah.
He's serious. Yeah. He's not joking.
Yeah. He might run to me and scream.
Yeah. He has a chapter. He runs his chapter.
What is it called? The president, for lack of a better term. They got a term. I don't know it.
Yeah.
He's the president.
He's his committee chapter. Mm-hmm. Committee president. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's going to be so interesting. And I think in the preview we saw that Maddie finds out that her dad doesn't know anything about him. First of all, I'm not moving to another country to marry somebody and have not really interacted with their family.
Yeah.
That's weird to me.
Yeah. And I would, and to your point, I would think that the person I'm dating is a weirdo for, like, not interjecting, like, bringing your parents up.
Absolutely. I think you trying to set me up.
Yeah.
Like, y'all finna take me down there to Mississippi and y'all gonna eat me over the fire tonight.
Or sell me for my parts. I don't know.
No, literally. Something's weird.
Yeah.
I hope Maddie make it out.
Yeah. Suspicious. Man, where do we go from here? I think these new couples, interesting. Layers. Okay.
Should we go Mark and Mina?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Big Mark. Okay. Big not Mark. Not the little one. Okay.
So Mark is, dang, I don't have the ages. I got to put that in.
He's 58.
Yeah. He's a grown 58.
Uh-huh.
And he has children. I think we saw just one daughter so far, but I feel like he has other kids.
He has at least a daughter and a son because she mentions talking to her brother about the christening in Paris.
Yeah, so he is a pilot. I feel like he probably a retired pilot, and then he doing it for himself now.
Yeah, maybe, because he must have retired kind of recently, because that picture of Kamala with the mask on.
Yeah,
that got to be 2020 at least.
He gives, I was a pilot through my younger years, I retired, now I'm doing it.
I do my little one too. Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay.
So, yeah, he pilots big planes, small planes, presidential planes, private jets, all kind of stuff. He said he can't really say who, because NDAs, but, you know, they flashed the wall a little bit. We saw Kamala, we saw some other former presidents, and cabinet folks. So he do his big one, like Camilla said. And in doing his big one, he took a trip to Paris one time, and he happened to see this fine teen named Nina. We don't know where she's from outside of just Paris. I'm sure she's, I don't want to assume, but she's from somewhere else. We don't know where yet. But he met her over there. She's young. She's in her 30s. And They fell in love. I think she saw the dollar signs.
Nah, wait. Did you see the little preview that they showed when the video when the girl was telling him that she was pregnant? His little chain and chest out with the hair back. I was like, oh, you're a different man on vacation.
Oh, yes.
I get how you raised her up. Yeah, no. You don't. You think your dad is a victim.
Yeah.
We don't know how Big Mark gives it up.
He's on vacation. He's playing it for real over there.
Yeah.
Wine and dining.
Right. So,
they fall in love, allegedly. I feel like she saw cha-ching, cha-ching. This is probably not nice to say. I personally just can't understand relationships like these. And it's not just the age gap. It's like so many other things. There's the age gap, there's long distance, there's cultural differences. You don't really get along with his family like that. But to get back to the story, she's pregnant. He has probably grandkids older than this new baby he's just had. His family flies to Paris to meet her and the baby.
Baby extravagant. Lit Christmas.
Yes. Yeah, for the baby's christening, there was 2-3 open bars. There was basically the whole shebang, fireworks, candles, everything. And Mina showed up late because she had to get all glitz and glam up. And the daughter also said they had like a family dinner later on. She didn't come to that. So they feel like she is using her dad. Mm-hmm. And they're just really just trying to figure her out. Mark mm-hmm. also lets us know that him and Mina are trying to have another baby. I think this baby that they have is like barely 1 year old.
Mm-hmm.
So the daughter is a little skeptical. Like, is she this an effort to really lock you down, dad? Or like, what's actually going on here? And he's like, well, we want to expand our family. She's going to be coming here. I really want you guys to get along. And he reassured his daughter that, like, I'm not going to let her get in between our relationship. And I feel like the daughter is making him a little bit more skeptical, which she already should have been, but he won because she must have flipped it and reversed it. And he has been mesmerized since, but they're going to get married. They want to have another baby. She's going to come to the U.S. Mm. And yeah, we didn't hear nothing from her, really.
No. And I cannot wait. I'm so excited. My God.
Yeah.
When the daughter was mentioning the stuff around her being late, I was like, oh, well, she's late because CP time, babe. And that's something you can
that's
learn.
Just how
no shade. That's across the diaspora. We don't know, like, if she's from a Caribbean island, if she's from, like, an African country. We can make our guesses. But regardless, that's the one thing you're going to have to deal with when it comes to us.
Mm-hmm.
We'll lay this.
Yeah, I feel like we don't have a good sense of who she is yet.
No, she's so
serious. Because we didn't hear her or hear from her. I'm not convinced. From the appearance, she looks like a kept type girl. And I think the planes got her kept. Because he also, that's how we met him. You know, most people be driving in a car to get to their house.
No, he said, look at my runway.
My landing strip.
Hello?
400 and some feet.
Yeah, thank you.
My plane is in the hangar. Okay, and here we go. We're going to take off. It's a nice day to fly.
Boy, what? I'm going to save some of my thoughts for the kind of be me.
Okay.
But I don't know.
I'm not quite convinced, but I can see how others could be. And I can see how she can do it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I mean,
Mina's running an easy play. This is...
Close your eyes, kiss it, and your pockets is heavy.
Please, what?
So it's a small sacrifice. And he live in a different country. You ain't even got to see this man.
And he's so nice.
So nice. And I ain't gonna say that.
Please. Please.
I'm sure it's a very quick exchange.
Oh, girl. She's actually a genius. I don't know. Yeah.
She hit the jackpot.
Yeah, sure. I don't have it. I ain't got that dog in me, but I respect the people who do. I got mad respect for you. I'm just, I can't be judgy. I can't. Yeah. I get it. I do. Oh, my God.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, let's talk about our very first 90-day throuple.
They did something here.
They were like, we're putting something out. We're remixing it.
Casting 11 people seasons to in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm doing it.
Yeah, listen, these last two seasons, you did your big one. You did your 1-2 with Niles. Thank you for that. Yes. You're doing your 1-2 already with this throuple. Thank you for that. Okay. Sorry, smoothie break. Matt and Amini have been together, I think, 12 years.
Too long for this foolishness.
Okay. What? They've been together for 12 years. They have two daughters. And their relationship is great. Like, there's really not a lot to say about them. They're part of the coupleness. Matt is like the more, in terms of, you know, that TikTok trend of like black cat, golden retriever. Mm-hmm. I think that Matt is more of the golden retriever.
Absolutely.
And Amini is more of the black cat. But she's still like more of like the dominant one in terms of vibe and energy. She considers herself to be a boss, babe.
Mm-hmm.
Boss, babe. Doing some
babe
type of
babe. Accurate. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't remember all your letters. But you be running business, okay? It's giving corporate baddie. Mm-hmm. She knows how to work in a little meeting room, okay? And she'll close the deal. She's not afraid of that. She's not afraid of that. Now, for whatever reason, because this really don't make no damn sense, they went on vacation one year. They were in Mexico, and we see some of the friends that they were on vacation with. And they meet this woman. What's her name? Annie. Mm-hmm. They meet this woman named Annie. She's tall. She's just all that in the bag of chips. And they decide, oh my God, not only are you coming home with us, we want you to come to America. Pack your bags, girl.
Do you have your passport?
And did you get your facts? Did you and your three kids get their shots? Because what do you mean you have three kids? What's wrong with y'all? I need you to think.
Yeah, and we find out as they're talking to their friends on the boat, or they may have told us before that this isn't their first time dibbling dabbling.
Oh no, they like
they're a pineapple couple, upside down pineapple couple. So this is not new to them. This is just the first time it's progressed into like a full blown relationship.
Right. Which. Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. Okay, why y'all gotta get married though?
It's the fact that you have to get divorced first for me.
You see how crazy that sound? Because y'all still want to be together? I don't. Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. So we get on that boat. Get on that boat, and we meet the friends, aka the voices of reason for the season for this couple. And they're telling their friends, like, yeah,
guy friend was so unsuspecting. He looked like such a homely, wholesome. Just regular, regular man.
He said, hey, bend down that block. You don't want to try that road, okay? You don't want to try that road. It's not fun. It's not. And I've never and would never, because of exactly what he said,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to get upset. What do you mean?
Yeah.
What do you mean you have a joke between you two that I don't know about? No.
Because you're literally secondary.
Yeah. And you just will be, because it's a triangle.
Yeah.
Somebody got it. It ain't a square. Okay? Points are going to have to.
I don't even want you to feel like you're my equal. No, ma'am. I brought you here.
We're not on the same level.
Bow down.
And you always have to know that.
I am your mother, period. Because, no, ma'am.
Yeah.
No, ma'am. We're not equals.
I'm with you. So they fall in love with this girl. I guess they both fall in love with her eventually, somehow.
Like it's more a meanie.
Absolutely. Matt don't give a damn. I think he gives a damn about being with her, and he'll do whatever she wants.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, they get on the boat, and they're telling the friend, like, yeah, we're probably going to have to get divorced so that way we can legally bring her over here through the K-1 process. And they're like, that's stupid. Why would you do that?
It has to be another way. And the friend girl that's on the boat, she was there when they met her.
Yes,
she's like,
friend.
Y'all don't even know this woman for real.
Right. It's been a year.
I was there. I know how long it's been. So you ain't gotta tell me all that. Y'all don't know.
You can't convince me.
Yeah, and they're also about to go to Mexico now. To meet her family.
And, like, see her real life. So you've only seen her on vacation, like, you've never even seen her in the town with her kids a little bit, and you, you want to bring her to America?
Mm-mm. Don't make no sense.
that doesn't make no sense. No. I'm not getting that. I don't agree with that. I don't think I agree.
Yeah, and Minnie, she was like responding as the friend was talking, and it's like she just has an answer for everything. So like some friends, you just can't tell nothing.
Oh, if a friend came to me with that, I'd be like, "You do your 1-2, and you tell me how it goes."
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, sister.
Do you, girl?
Hey, do you, Bookie? And you text me.
Let me know when you make it back home.
Because that's a canon event. You can't intervene with that. No. You just have to do it and see how it goes.
And it's like some people tell you things just for that. Like,
yeah, for the plot.
They pretend they want feedback, but they actually don't.
Yeah.
Instead of listening to what I'm saying, you have a quick answer back.
Right. Yeah. And then the guy friend was basically saying, like, you guys should not do this for the logistical reasons. Mm-hmm. Like, jealousy is going to be a factor. I tried and I could not handle it because they're like, the relationship with is with all three of you, but it's going to have like separate connections within the all three. Do you want to sign up for that? Because I don't. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do that. That's not fun.
Yeah.
It is, that's so much to remember. Like, please. No.
That's not my ministry.
That's not mine either. I'm sorry. Good luck.
Yeah.
And I got a lot of respect for other people who do it. But no, I've never shared well. I've never even shared well as a kid.
No.
I was always a kid like, let's just get one of our own so we each have one.
This is yours. This is mine. Absolutely.
Why would we be at war when we could be peaceful? Like, I don't get it.
I agree 1,000%. No, man. Yeah.
No.
And I see if we all met at the same time. This is my man.
Right.
But you trying to No, man. No.
Mm-mm. Simply yeah, I feel like you're right. This feels like all a mini her doing. And that's just like, I'm just here.
Yeah.
I'm just here for the ride.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm right for him. Okay. Good for you. Wow. Okay. That's everybody so far.
Yes. I think we have 2 more couples that we haven't seen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, Mark and Mina, though. I'm entertained and I am sad for that. I am. Okay. Now, this is time for the Could It Be Me segment, where we take one couple or scenario from a very, very new season and we say, what cannot be us? So what do you got?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with Jessica.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, her first mistake was being pregnant. Like, I'm all for your vacation, hoorahs, but don't bring that back home. Not bring that back home.
You made it real permanent when you had options.
You had options. Yeah. And I mean, there was a few options that you had before you had that option too.
That was actually
3, namely.
What, plan F on the, yes, on, yeah.
Definitely D.
Yeah.
You can quickly think of 3.
Yeah. You
made it too permanent by bringing that back home, and you made a bad decision before that by even getting yourself in a situation to bring anything back home.
Mm-hmm.
And lastly, I just feel like she's asking a lot of him, but it's going to be a big adjustment for him, and I feel like she's going to be unwilling, or I would say she's going to be unwilling and just not going to have the time or energy to let him adjust. He's young, fly, turn. Drinking, partying on the cruise. You're asking him to come to Wyoming.
Right.
To take care of 3 kids and be a husband and a dad. And he's, again, young, fly, and turn.
Yeah.
Not that he should escape his responsibility, because he just as well knew what he was getting himself into. But I feel like he's not going to know what to do, so she's going to be resentful. She is a mom of 3. She don't have time to try to teach him and figure stuff out for him and tell him how to help her. So I feel like it's going to be a lot of arguing and bickering, and I just don't think it's going to go well.
Yeah.
And I hate that for her.
Yeah.
But you had options.
I agree. I mean, not to like stick up for a man or anything, but I'm with you. He's a little trapped. He's a little trapped. He had a little fun turnt job. And now the turnt job got serious. I'm so free right now. I'm not even on land. Like, that's how free I am. I'm free. And now you really got to play dad. Like, stepdad and dad. Surprise. Mm-hmm. Full time. All the time. And you got no job.
Small kids, too.
Yeah.
High energy.
A high opinion. Mm-hmm. They don't know nothing from nothing, but they got to say absolutely about everything. Yeah. Thoughts and prayers, bro. I don't know. Good luck.
Yeah, good luck to her.
But also, you knew what you were doing. So it's like...
They both knew. Yes.
Yeah. Well, what I was going to say, I don't think Mark is victim. I don't think Mark is victim. That is
I do think he's a willing participant.
Often. Yes. That is my lukewarm hot take. I don't feel like he's a victim. Only because... If I was his kid, I wouldn't feel as pressed to interject necessarily, only because it's not like they could necessarily be siblings. She's in her 30s. We don't know everything about our parents, so we don't know how he's giving it up and who he really is on vacation.
Clearly, he loved
his no parents. Mention of your mom.
Yeah.
So we don't know. She could pass. She could have remarried.
Yeah.
She's not in the picture.
And it was so interesting. She seemed like the second baby was just gonna kill her.
Yeah. But
it's already one.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I don't know.
Honestly, I don't know. If you feel a way about what your dad had going on and you how do I say it? I feel like as long as the daughterly checks keep coming in,
absolutely.
As long as you still,
as long as your money's still straight, I don't care what you do.
Yeah,
I don't care how many more kids you get. As long as your money on is still right, daughter.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't care. And I don't think he's even on that. I think he wants to make everybody happy.
I see that.
And I have enough to make everyone happy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to like sacrifice one's happiness for the other, and I low-key feel like that's where his daughter's mind is. Like he's getting played, and he's like, "No, I'm Big Mark. I can have everything.
I got this.
You can be happy, and you can be happy. What's the problem?"
like you said, I don't think he's a victim. I think he know what it is.
You know what's tea.
I mean, sugar babies know what they're doing, and so do the sugar daddies.
Girl, when I saw that chain on vacation, I was like, oh.
Marquise out
there. Yeah. No, this is he, Marky Mark. Yeah. He, Mark. on vacay, okay? Yeah. Like, you know when Gino got his hat to the back?
Oh, yes.
He on a different type of time? Yeah, but I know what you are, Mark. I know what you are. Okay, you this, call girls like like Jamie and I. Oh no, the first girlfriend was also black.
Wait,
remember? Because they started talking about the prenup thing with him and the daughter, and then they showed after I don't know remarried whatever, and he tried to get into another relationship and brought up the prenup. She left him. Well, she wasn't thinking smart. Look at Mina. Okay. And I
need to lock it down first, girl.
Okay, you need to think big. You're thinking small. Mina's thinking big. And now look at her. In America. Ha! Look at that. And everybody's happy. I'm telling you, Mark knows what's going on and he's cool with it. I don't even see him the same way I saw Gino of like, does she really love me? No. He's still working. He's also
Yeah, that's because Gina ain't had no money, for real. This man...
Yeah, he got a little...
airstrip in his backyard. He's not playing.
And he goes there for funsies.
Yeah.
And for work.
Right.
So, please. Yeah, no. He's good. And the daughter needs to just let it go. Yeah, okay, yeah. I'm sorry.
As long as his support don't stop for you, that's all you need to worry about.
And once that happens, then I'm on your side.
Yes.
Then I'm looking at her sideways.
Like, I think she can ask for a little bit more. This is a very stressful time for me, Dad. And you know what? Can I have one of your credit cards?
And if you really try to play it smart, you get Mina on your side.
Run it
so
up.
So she's in the ear because you already know she's right here with it. She's getting your messages in there too. Mm-hmm. You see, you need to think big. Come on. You're being selfish. You're being really selfish. When everybody could be happy.
Everybody can eat.
What's the problem? And he's willing to dish out. Like, stop. Girl, we are on the same team here.
Yes.
I don't know. So my could be Muse's daughter, because I think there's a win-win-win.
Yes.
In this.
We can all get what we want.
Oh man. Okay. Well, we're back. We have a new season. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Don't forget to follow us on social media, 808pod, especially Blue Sky, because we're skeeting out here. we're on Twitter too, but Blue Sky for sure. And we'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.